A big thank you. Country always steps up and helps. Our country artists are helping those who are affected by the wildfires in SoCal. Cody Johnson, Riley Green, Chris Young, Chase Matthew, Craig Morgan. They're signing autographs. Signing guitars. They're signing the guitars with their autograph, and they're selling them for $1,000 online.
To be auctioned off. For
yes. Not even auction off. It's $1,000. Boom. Buy it. Boom. You get it.
Take the $1,000 and donate it.
And it's going especially for law enforcement there that people are, you know, they're talking about the firefighters a lot, but law enforcement is missing out. Some are wounded. Some are affected in all kind of different ways. Guitarsforcops.com. Check it out. Thank you so much. Country World is always looking to help our country. They really are always stepping up. And by the way, I just mentioned Cody Johnson. There's a way you can win tickets. We got that coming up right after. WB Holiday Hangover, new term in the dating world. Are you familiar with it, Hope?
I have not heard of it before.
What do you think it is, Holiday Hangover?
If I had to guess, it would be that, you know, December was too much and you're trying to get out for Valentine's Day.
You're trying to get out.
Before you mean like relationship-wise? I thought you were talking like a physical hangover.
No.
Like, that's why we all do dry January, right? It was just too much?
Nope. Holiday hangover, it's all about a new dating term. Dating term. Huh. And it's all about pausing, taking a break. I see this on social. I didn't create it. And I'm like, holiday hangover, take a break. You're dating too much. You're trying too much. Just take a break. Take care of yourself instead of worrying about chasing others. And I got a call from my daughter, oldest one. Remember, I had to go to Kansas City, having some issues with the boyfriend and financial problems and breaking up this. I went out there, tried to support her. He did it again. He left. Left her, just moved out.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, honey, maybe you need a holiday hangover. She's like, really? You know dating terms. I'm like, I didn't tell her. I just saw it on social. I
said, you're like, yeah, I'm hip. I'm cool. Yeah. You know me.
I got this. No, and she's the one that used to laugh at me the most about being engaged twice before I found Celeste, married now 24 years. And they always laughed at me like, oh, you got divorced. I said, listen, if I didn't break up from these engagements, I would have been divorced twice. None of them would have worked out. I know that. And looking back, at the time, it feels bad. You really do. But when you get past it and you hear family and friends tell you, definitely wasn't the right one. This one's cheating here. This one's doing this. And there's all these eye rolling. So as a dad, though, you're trying to be supportive. I'm not putting it in her face.
Yeah.
I'm like, honey, you know, if he's leaving again, let's figure out the finances. Let's get you out of this lease. Let's see where you want to go. But let's make it about you now. And that's the hardest thing.
Yeah.
Because now she's on her second breakup. Big breakup. You know, from like, I think, what was it? 20 to... Huh?
Can I say...
No, take her back earlier. It was... no, it has to be. Okay, I'm sorry. About 2015 to 2018 and then 18 to now 24.
That's just heartbreaking, you know?
It is.
And you wish that she could have found the one right away and that they lived happily ever after. That's all we want for our kids, right?
Yeah.
However, this isn't necessarily a bad thing for her. I don't think. I think it's going to make her a stronger woman because it sounds to me like she was counting on his income to live.
Yeah.
And that is always a dangerous situation as a woman to be in. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It just is. And there's one thing that I've taught my girls is you live within your means. Where you don't need, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's not a matter of, well, but I need your money. I need you to live. You don't ever want to have to need anyone to live. So this might be good for her. I know it's hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's hard because she's heartbroken along with it, which is just makes you want to knock him over the head and find him, right? But it might be the best for her.
If you send any advice to your daughters when they've had that breakup, I mean, please let me know. I mean, I tried my best. Pick her up. It's your time.
Right.
Take that holiday hangover. Pause. It's all about you. And you're just there as a parent trying to reinforce. It's okay. It happens.
Right.
I think it's Disney's fault. They always have that happily ever after. No, it takes a lot of work.
That's why it's a cartoon, dear.
Yes.
It's not real.
As parents, we never stop parenting. We don't. Got the call from my oldest daughter. The guy left. Twice he's done this. I said, honey, might be time to close this chapter and move on.
This texter going, yes, it is heartbreaking when your children are going through a difficult time. But As women, we do tend to overlook red flags. I'm sure she could come up with many red flags if she really looked at the relationship. I always ask my daughter, now, what did you learn from it? Hopefully what she learned is giving her a tool to look more closely at what she requires in the next relationship, obviously.
Now, is this your daughter that was engaged?
Yes.
So is the engagement off?
I led her down that way saying, I think these are signs, red flags.
Yeah.
If he's left you twice, you're getting stuck with the apartment lease. She hasn't officially said it, but I'm pushing her in that direction.
Oh, boy.
Red flags, like that texter said. Yes. I'll let you know when she officially does, but in my mind, it's done. National contest. All you got to do is listen to us on the free Odyssey app. For at least an hour a day, that free entry for your shot of $5,000 a day. Do it Monday through Friday. Good luck, good luck, good luck. It's your B Morning Coffee Club. And yeah, unfortunately, my oldest daughter's going through what I think is done deal. I mean,
yeah.
Twice. I had to fly out to Kansas City when there was problems the first time, try to get everybody to play nice, and now he's left. And she's stuck high and dry with an apartment lease. And I'm like, honey, it sounds like this is over. And this is the one that's engaged. Got engaged at Disney. We had the pictures up on our social.
We've talked to her.
Yeah.
She's been on the air with us. So sweet. Amia. So excited.
Yeah.
Oh, my heart breaks for her.
I believe this time's it. At least that's what I'm pushing. Like, it's the red flags we're seeing. It's happened twice now.
So if the engagement is basically off, you didn't pay. Right for the place in Mexico yet?
On Friday, she found the perfect one because she's been looking at it. She asked for my credit card, and I go, "Let me send me the link. Let me take a peek. Let me see everything." I didn't give her the credit card, so no, I have not lost any deposits yet on that.
And did she buy the dress?
Yes.
Oh,
that's on a credit card.
So remember, you're making payments on it?
Yeah, because she's got good taste. She loves Disney. It was a Disney collection dress.
Oh, sounds pricey. Oh, my gosh.
But that doesn't mean she should stay with a guy that's not treating her right.
Absolutely not.
But you can't go through and return. Are you going to make her keep that dress and wear it, you know, when she gets married down the road? Be like, you already have one, so it's like one and done?
Well, if she likes it, maybe keep it, but I mean, I would never tell the next guy, right? Hey, this dress is a leftover. No.
Where's she going to hide it in her tiny place?
Yeah.
This enormous ball gown.
Well, and then is she superstitious? Nothing. Like, is she going to be like, well, it has bad juju. Bad engagement's done. Try and sell it. Because you always see on Facebook Marketplace, it's like brand new with tags, wedding dress. It's like, okay, did your taste change?
I know.
Did it end?
I still want to ask.
I want the tea.
Yes.
Along with the Facebook Marketplace ad.
Yeah. You know, some people's trash is other people's treasure. So it might help another girl. A good deal. We're not at that step yet. At that step yet. It's just like the ring. Do you keep the engagement ring, right?
I would keep the engagement ring and make a payment towards the dress.
We were laughing last week that we saw an article about Jennifer Lopez. Now with the breakup of Ben Affleck, she has so many engagement rings. 6 of them. Totaling $17 million.
She didn't give any of them back.
No, she didn't.
Dang.
Is there like specific etiquette of like who ends it? Like if, you know, the person with the ring ends it, give it back versus if you were the one who was broken up with, it's like, well, that's your consolation prize. You get to keep it.
Consolation prize.
Yeah.
For heartbreak? Jeez. Thanks a lot, Hope. What do you think? Oh, give me that ring back. Oh, breakups are so tough. My heart is heavy. My oldest daughter called me yesterday. He left. I'm like, oh boy, here we go again. He's left already once. They work things out and now he's doing it again. I'm like, oh, red flags, honey. I think we have to close this chapter.
Right.
I really do.
And I know you told us off air what the reasoning is. Bottom line is he's not ready for a committed relationship.
Mm-mm.
Or a marriage. Bottom line.
Yeah.
However, he gave her the ring and he asked the question. So I think that sounds like a him problem and that Amia needs to keep the ring.
Keep the ring.
It's hers. The minute he sat on one knee and put that on her finger, it was no longer his property, in my opinion. However, texters are chiming in going, I believe if the ring is given as a gift for a birthday or Christmas or something, she decides whether or not to keep it. If it's given on some random date, if it's considered a gift and he decides. What?
There's a lot of thought in there. Wow.
No, it's not a birthday or a random Christmas. It's, right,
it's an engagement ring.
He said, will you marry me? She said, yes. He went, okay, great, and gave her a ring.
Yeah, yeah.
This texter saying, I think legally, if it's a broken engagement, the ring goes back to the guy. What do you mean legally? Does he have like a document to sign? Okay,
sign
you
here.
Said yes. Please sign here. I'm getting it back. No, if he broke it off,
right?
Don't get it back. No, I think if she broke it off, that's a different story. Mm-hmm. She should send it back. Yeah. But no, he broke up with her. No.
If you're just chiming in, this is my oldest daughter, Mia, who we had pictures all over social. They went to Disney, got engaged, and now he's left twice. They made it back up. I had to go out and play referee, and now it's twice. I'm like, honey, you gotta move on at this point.
Now, Bo, you've mentioned you were engaged twice before meeting your wife. Did you ask for the ring back? Did they give them back?
No, I didn't ask for them back. I was like,
you just assumed.
I just, hey, I'm done with it.
I'm moving on.
I'm done
with you and the ring.
Yeah, exactly. Keep it. I don't care what
you
do with it.
What are you gonna do? Give it to your neck? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's her ring. And that's, you know, the value of the relationship. That's all you got left.
And what's sad is she's going through what I went through. Was engaged twice, then I got married. So that's my, I'm trying to help her going, listen, it happens sometimes. Yeah. The engagement was a test drive. You got two bad test drives. Move on to that next one, okay?
Yeah.
Right? But take care of yourself right now. That's the most important thing. I'm not telling you to rush out there and find someone else. Take care of you. Make sure you're okay and what you want to do, what your goals are.
You know, I have, over the weekend, done something super, like, it's just relaxing for the soul that maybe Amia would feel good about doing.
Oh, let's talk about that next. I could use some help telling her more things to do. All right, it's coming up next, WBEE. The big question, who gets the ring after the big breakup, the engagement ring?
This one, I love this text. Listen to this. It goes, either keep it or send it back with a heart-shaped post-it with a lovely note saying, quote, go to hell and take it with you. That's from our buddy Larry.
Yeah.
Take it with you, buddy.
Sounds like the next Jelly Roll song, doesn't it?